around when I talk, sorry. So as you might have heard, I'm Abby. I just came to this church recently, but I'm really finding a church home here, and it's really great. I just wanted to share a little bit of my story with you guys today, how I've like been through some things and how my relationship with God has fared through that. But first, I want to mention the poem Footprints in the Sand, and that has always spoken to me a lot. It's kind of something that I just think about almost on a daily basis. If you don't know like the gist of it, basically this person, the author, is talking to God about how he only sees one set of footprints in the sand when he's going through hard times. And he asks, why did you leave me? Why weren't you with me when I needed you most? And God says, I was carrying you through that. And that just always helps me through a lot of things. So a little backstory. I'm a junior. So when I was a freshman, I had a lot of undiagnosed health issues, in and out of ERs, a lot of testing. And it was really difficult because I wasn't in school. I was still like getting pretty good grades, but it was really hard to not be in school and know the content, and just not being with my friends, not being able to live like a normal kid. It was really difficult. I think I had 4 or 5 surgeries in the span of 6 months. It was a lot on me, and especially with like, I play golf, and so I like sports. I like to run, I like to do things. And so it was really hard not to be able to do everything that I knew that I was able to do before. And it took me a long time to get back to that spot. And just through all of that, I knew that there was a reason, but it was just really hard for me to think like, God is putting me through this for a reason. He knows I can handle it. And I knew that, but it was just really hard. And then everything kind of calmed down. I was diagnosed with some things, and we got the medicines I needed. It calmed down for a little while, about a year. And then recently, in about the past year, some neurological issues popped back up. And I was admitted to the hospital a couple times for testing, and they diagnosed me with something called idiopathic intracranial hypertension, which it also is called a pseudotumor. Basically, it means there's a bunch of tension in one part of my head when, like, just randomly that, it, like, it thinks I have a tumor, but I don't, so that's good. It's just an interesting disease. But when I was in the hospital, I think the most recent time, it's been a while, though, thank goodness, my stats were all over the place. My blood pressure was through the roof, and they gave me one of the doses of the medication that they said would help, which I knew it would help because I've had it before, but my stats just dropped. Like, my heart rate was below 50, and it was just really difficult because I was, like, out of it. And those little alarms on the side of the wall started going off like crazy, and the nurses rushed in, and I was like, oh, this is fun. It was really scary, but the only thing that I really remember from how I felt, because I was really out of it, was my mom standing there praying with me, holding my hand and getting me through it. And that moment has stuck with me for a long time. It clicked for me that I had something that could help me get through it. And it clicked that I can be strong and show God's strength through me, because I don't have to be strong. I just have to believe that God will do it for me. And I just have to have the faith that God will get me through that time. And so once I realized that, I realized that, I mean, I should live every day like it's my last day, and I should never worry about doing something tomorrow. So ever since then, I've really, really, I mean, coming to this church also helped me so much. Being in the youth group, having friends like Jenna, Addie, and Jillian, and everybody here, it helped me so much. So knowing that I have people in my corner, and knowing that I have God in my corner, that is the biggest thing that changed my life. And this past year, it's been difficult, but we're getting through it now, and we have treatments now that are working, and I'm not, excuse me, I'm not in the hospital every other month. So I'm living a normal life now, which is crazy to me. I wanted to share that because I feel like we all go through our own issues, whether it's health issues or I don't even know what else. There's so many issues that people could have. Everybody's going to go through something, and if you have God in your corner, it's really going to change how you look at that and how your outcome might be and your outlook on life in general. So thank you guys for letting me share my story, and God bless.
So my story isn't quite as emotional as that one, and my speech will not be quite as good as Jenna's, since she's going to be a pastor. Hi guys, I'm Jaina, and I'm currently 1 week away from being a high school graduate. So, made it through. I will be attending and playing soccer at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, and I plan on majoring in physical therapy. Over the past year, I've really struggled with who I am and who I want to be. I could say I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a friend and a teammate and a student and all of these things. And I want to be a high school graduate, 1 week away, and a college graduate. And I want to be a professional soccer player, that's my dream. I want to be a physical therapist, I want to be a wife, I want to be a mother someday. I want to be half the mom that my mom is. And while I'm working and I'm praying that my life will go the way I want it to go, I know that God says it's not even up to me. I'm a little late in deciding how my life is going to go since he knew how it was going to go a long, long time ago. So how am I supposed to go through life not knowing if who I say I am is actually who I am? Good thing God already knows that too. In Galatians 4:7 says, "So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has also made you his heir." I don't need to worry about how I define myself in the future or now, because I already know that I'm a child of God, and I always will be. As I go out on my next adventure and leave the house, sorry, Mom, I can trust that he will always be right beside me because he hasn't failed me, and he never will.
All right, good morning. I'm Jenna Wall, and I'm a senior in our youth group, and tomorrow is my last day of high school, and Friday I officially walk across the stage, accept my diploma, and turn my tassel. For 13 years, I have coveted the spot that I'm in today, but to say the least, my senior year was exactly like the Tennessee Titans this past season. Overrated. I'm sorry about that one, Jeff. I made sure to put tissues by you. He's still a little sore and heartbroken about that one. Just so everyone knows and is aware, high school isn't anything like High School Musical. That is a myth. It's false advertisement. It's a pretty extravagant lie that they've made up. No one sings at all, and nobody breaks into dance number. I learned that one the hard way. First day of freshman year was the most embarrassing day of my life. Honestly, though, high school is the roughest 4 years of every kid's life. You look through the hallways, and every kid is stressing over grades and family life, breakups, friendships, work, sports, clubs, college, mental health, body image, and so much more. It is where teenagers are figuring out their friends, their futures, and even themselves. Now, I know for me as a freshman, I never saw myself in college. I knew that it was the next step and that I would go there after high school, but I don't know, I just couldn't see it. For example, we can only remember so far from our past. I could only imagine so far into my future. So freshman into late sophomore year, I was planning on being a nutritionist, so I even transferred high schools for it. But there was always an unsureness that I had of it. It wasn't until April 25th, 2020, that plan had changed and I received my call to the ministry from God. And since then, I look at college as not only a possibility, but as a stepping stone to get to where God wants me to be and to fulfill the purpose he has laid on my life. Now, every day, this quote-unquote career is more than a career, but it's a passion to me, and is used as my motivation to wake up and put one foot in front of the other every single day. A couple months ago, when I was in my Bible, I found this piece of paper where it looks like a bunch of scribbles, but I wrote a couple hundred times the words, "You will go far." And it brought me back to the season of my life where I was unsure of my purpose and what my future would hold or if I'd even have one. But at the time, I was sure of one thing. I was sure that if I was in my Bible, I would indeed go far. I knew that every time I opened that book, it would help propel me into my future and make me more successful. And that's what I want to talk about here today, is that you can be an Olympic gold medalist or award-winning actor, a top hit artist, multi-trillionaire, insert your wildest dream here, but without God, you have nothing. None of that matters. Success is truly found in the eyes of God. If you have to skip church or your quiet time with God for a practice or a rehearsal or game, at the end of the day, is it really worth it? Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be face-to-face with God in heaven and hear him say, "Jenna, you know, you did some pretty cool things during your time on earth. You won 3 World Cups for the U.S., 5 gold medals, the first billionaire to come out of Westchester, Ohio. You slapped Chris Rock across the face at the Oscars. You pants the president, and you even beat Gordon Ramsay on his own cooking show. But nowhere in the meantime did you ever devote your life to me and the purpose that I've had for you." I'm not saying you shouldn't accomplish those crazy dreams and wild goals. Go for it. I will be your number one supporter. But what I am saying is that we should never put those crazy dreams before God, because life without Jesus is meaningless, and he is all we got. In this current sermon series that we are in, we are discussing who God is to us. So for me, he is literally everything. He is the reason I don't give up, the reason I hold on, the reason I put one foot in front of the other. There have been so many times where it could have been so easy for me to give up, this past year, 6 months, even this past week. But then I am reminded that my trials make my ministry better and my relationship with God even stronger. I'm reminded that he is my rock, my hope, my strength, my light, my everything. I have some wild and crazy dreams myself, but my top priority is to tell everyone that I know about my everything. Thank you.